Once again, here's Cobra.
Orkin, our friendly pest control buddies, they decided to put together a form of list, which people love.
That's right. That's right. People love lists.
Let's see. The list...
People love Lyft.
...is the... the rattiest cities in the United States.
Like unkempt or the ones with the most rats?
The ones with the most rats.
Well, my former duplex might count as one.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those.
Did you have rat issues?
I told the story about having to kill the bastard with a BB gun in the middle of the night.
You did?
They made a movie about it. My pig.
Was it called My Pig?
No.
It was called My Rat.
I think it was just called Rats.
You know what? If you've
Drop
lived...
Tunes made it. Didn't you see it?
I'm joking, of course. Yes. God.
I was worried.
If you've lived here and you haven't had a run-in with a rat in one form or another, I think you're very lucky. Like, even if you lived in apartments, nice apartments, they show up. Right?
Yeah, they do.
Sudden.
Or they do. Mice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, yeah.
Or meese.
Meese. The plural. The plural of the plural of mice.
Correct.
And then meese is the plural of meese.
You but hate... It was meisen.
Meisen?
Yeah, meisen.
Like ox.
Right.
Well, I remember
buffalo.
Cartoons would tell us that they hate those meeses to pieces.
They do. Boy, look at Seth Luttrell, the UNT head coach down there, bottom left, Mike.
God.
Does that guy look squared away or what?
He looks like a rugby player.
Like he would beat your ass.
I don't know about all of his players are afraid of him.
I'm afraid of him, and he's on TV.
Look,
Hanson's having him on. God.
He's got, well, they had an unbelievable win this weekend. But he's got that face of like a 50s cop. You know?
Yeah. Well, he's a good-looking guy, too.
Yeah. It's a former Sooner great. Anyway, so their list, who is the rattiest city? Which city contains the highest number of rodent treatments, according to Orkin?
Well, you got to start with New York, don't you?
New York is second.
Oh, there's one that's...
I just assumed New York was number one, just mainly because David Letterman would tell me every single night about the rat problems.
Okay. Houston.
Houston is in the... made the list, but they're 20th.
Saginaw, Michigan.
That's odd.
I'm going to go with New Orleans.
No.
Baltimore? No.
Your top five, and you know what? You said Baltimore because of The Wire. That's the only reason you mentioned
it. That was a drop.
Oh.
This isn't a drop.
I'm going to go with San Francisco. Baltimore?
damn it.
Detroit.
Oklahoma.
Your grasp of cities is deplorable.
Shut up.
Oklahoma.
Those are drops. I'm not that stupid.
Washington, D.C., 5th. San Francisco, Oakland. Take that, Navarro Bowman, who decided to spurn Dallas to stay there.
That's
both San Francisco and Oakland.
What was the first one you said?
Washington, D.C. is 5th. San Francisco, Oakland. Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
New York. And then number one, what's another big city?
Chicago.
There you go. Number one. Dallas and Fort Worth has moved up. They were outside the top 10, but Dallas and Fort Worth, they combined the two. DFW is at number 10.
Winning. In Dallas?
And you know what?
Is there a trophy?
You've actually helped curb the rat population.
I am here to help control the rat population. They are minus one because of me.
I would have to move if a rat got in my bed.
In your bed?
Yeah. Like, if you woke up and there was a rat in your bed.
That would suck.
Whoa! That's why we have a cat. that sleeps on the bed to deter the rats from joining us.
Would you move if you found a rat in your bed?
Like under the sheets.
A lot of rats in my bed, Mike.
Like under the sheets hanging out. It was so mashugana. God.
Hey.
Henny Youngman would be so proud of you right now.
Don Rickles would be high-fiving me.
I've had a lot of rats in my bed, Johnny.
No, I wouldn't move. I would just take the necessary precautions to prevent future rats from bedding down with me.
Would you rather have 4 rats under the covers or 50 roaches?
4 rats.
Me too. But you know why? I would die if the roach thing hit.
I can't even, especially if they fly.
I don't know. You're talking about under the covers?
Yeah,
this thing's gonna bite you.
Rats?
4 rats under the covers?
They're your friends.
Yeah, 4 rats right, under there are 50 roaches.
Oh, 50 roaches under the covers too?
Well, yeah,
no, one or the other.
I thought you meant just 50 roaches like in the room or
no,
so.
No, under the covers.
You.
They are in there like crawling all over you.
Yeah, they can fly into your mouth and go up your anus.
Yes, they love to crawl in butts.
Keep your underwear on and that probably won't happen.
No, they can dig through.
Yeah. He's right.
The rats will get up there, too.
No, they won't.
They will, too.
No, they won't. This is not a...
they will.
Some sort of Richard Gere fantasy.
That never happened.
Are you sure about
Rod
that?
Rod Stewart didn't have to have his stomach pumped, either.
I heard that in first grade. It had to have been true.
I didn't even know what it meant in first grade.
No, I didn't. But it was an awesome rumor that your dumb generation started. You know what's wrong with your generation? Lies. Because that started with you guys, and it made it
That's not really a lie.
It's not
a lie, per se.
It made it to first grade.
It's just kind of an old wives' tale. It's not really a lie.
Did you hear the one about Joan Jett shooting heroin into her temple?
Of course. That was like
that
sixth
came from
grade.
Yours.
No.
Oh, yeah, that came from yours.
It didn't
yours.
Come from grade schools.
That came from yours.
That was yours, dumb
no,
generation,
no.
too.
No.
Bro.
We take no responsibility for that.
You're not going to believe this. But Joni decided to take a shot right to the temple.
Joan Jett is on your watch, not mine.
No, it's not. Oh, man.
Rod Stewart, maybe. But not Joan Jett.
Did you ever see the documentary with Chuck Norris about him in a POW camp? I believe it was...
The Guns of Navarone?
No, but it's something like he was a... It was like around...
Good guys wear black.
It was around the Rambo time, but Norris tried to pull his own... Remember that?
Where missing in action.
Missing in action! You're damn right he was missing in action. And of course, the guy that ran the Vietnam summer camp that he was in, what do you call those places? Prisoner...
Are not concentration camps, but POW
camps, yeah. That he's...
Vietnam summer camp.
It was a joke.
What the hell?
It was a joke.
Is that a place where you're going to send your kids?
God. I'm sure
hey,
John
kids,
McCain
sign
would...
up for Vietnam summer camp.
They have archery lessons and
get questioned.
Water slides.
Yeah, get questioned in the dark by the finest Viet Cong.
So, but
yeah,
that,
learn to spin the chamber yourself.
Yes.
That crusty old bastard that ran the POW camp, he decided to really mess with Norris, because Norris would always do karate and beat up people, the bad guys. And so he decided he would get even. He tied his hands behind his back to a pole, and then he put a rat in a sack.
Was this before he was Walker, Texas, Rayleigh?
Yes.
Yes. He put a rat in a sack, and this is the only thing I remember about the movie. And... They put the sack over his head, and the rat was rabid and everything else, and they tied the sack around his neck. And then they just had the camera on his head as you just saw violence taking place, and then just blood starts pouring out of the sack. And it's like a, you can't, it's like a burlap sack. So you can't really see what's going on inside.
The theater of the mind.
And then you're like, oh man, they got Chuck. They finally got Chuck. And then they take that sack off, and there's Norris holding the rat in his mouth. Yeah. Looking at him like, what's next? All you have to do is shoot him.
No.
Why do you have to put the rat in his hand?
I don't know why they always have to put Batman on 18 different conveyor belts and then leave the room.
No. Why do you want to pull the rat stunt when you could just shoot him?
I don't know. You wouldn't have a movie otherwise.
He defeated the entire Viet Cong army with karate.
Yes.
All of them.
Yes. At Vietnam summer camp.
Yes. He won all the blue ribbons.
Man.
Let's see here. Oh, man. So, remember in July?
No.
Okay.
He forgot that month.
Remember the dude that... So, he was driving... And he shows up in like a San Antonio Walmart parking lot, and all of a sudden the back of his big rig, he was driving an 18-wheeler, it flies open, all these people start running out, and finally the cops show up, you know, and they're like, what the hell's going on here? And they look inside and there's, what was it, 50 dead people?
Midgets.
No.
Such disgust. Midgets.
Midgets. Well, what was it?
It was people. It was immigrants packed in there. They were running an illegal...
Yes, I remember this.
Yes. They're all dead in there.
I remember the story.
Because it was like 200 degrees inside the trailer. They couldn't breathe. The cooling system was out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was part of this, you know, huge run across the border. And the guy initially said that he had no idea that anyone was inside the trailer.
Right.
That the trailer had been sold and he was transporting it for his boss from Iowa to Brownsville. And So he lied about it. Well, today he pleaded guilty in court in San Antonio to one conspiracy count and a count of transporting immigrants, resulting in death, and now he faces 50 years in prison. 100
with all that,
not enough.
101 degrees inside or outside, and they say up to like 160 or something inside that cab. And those people that just wanted a shot in America, that's what they get.
Man.
Yeah. Tough one. Tough one, pal.